adventures. I'd have loved to read the 6 stories about adventurous girls in this fantastic book. None of the heroines happen to have long curly hair or frilly frocks or satin slippers. All of them are brave and resourceful, and they face up to terrifying dangers and disasters. They might get just as scared as you or me if we were captured by a wicked witch or a blue troll or a sea serpent, but they work out ways to get the better of them. I don't know whether any of these girls ever went to school, but they certainly get top marks for being imaginative and quick-witted and daring. They know how to cure sick elephants and be royally rewarded. They work out how to water crops during a terrible drought. And if their dearest friend disappears, they set out on a terrifying journey and rescue him. All power to Gretel and Tamashar and Tokoyo and Chandra and Seagirl and Gerda. They come from different countries and traditions, but they're all such marvellous spirited girls. I wish each one could be my best friend. When you've read each of their stories, perhaps you'd like to pretend they'll all meet up together and talk of their adventures and laugh and sing and dance far into the night. With love from Jacqueline Wilson.
Gretel and Hansel, a tale from the Brothers Grimm. Gretel and her older brother Hansel lived with their father, a poor woodcutter, and their stepmother, an unkind woman who didn't like children. "Winter is coming and we don't have enough food," the stepmother said to her husband one night when Gretel and Hansel were in bed. "Those children of yours eat too much. We must take them into the forest and leave them there."
"We can't do that," said the children's father.
"Don't be a fool," their stepmother said. "If we don't, we will all starve." Upstairs, too hungry to sleep, Gretel listened to every word. She woke Hansel and told him what she'd heard.
"If they leave us in the forest," Gretel said, "we must try to find our way home again."
Hansel had an idea that he whispered to his sister. Gretel nodded. As soon as their father and stepmother were asleep, Hansel crept out of the house and filled his pockets with smooth white pebbles. Then he went back to bed. The next day, Gretel and Hansel's stepmother led them out of the house.
"We are all going into the forest to chop wood," she said.
Gretel ran ahead to distract her father and stepmother. She asked all sorts of questions about the animals and plants in the forest, while Hansel walked behind, dropping pebbles on the ground as he went. Eventually, they all stopped in a clearing, and the children's father made a fire.
"Wait here and keep warm while your stepmother and I go and chop wood," he said sadly, and he gave his children a big hug.
Gretel and Hansel nodded, but they knew their father and stepmother would not return. They waited until dark. Then they followed Hansel's trail of white stones, which gleamed in the moonlight, all the way back home. The woodcutter was overjoyed to see his children, but his wife was very angry.
"Get to bed," she shouted, and slammed the door behind them.
It wasn't long before Gretel and Hansel's stepmother again started plotting to get rid of them.
"We'll have to take them deeper into the wood tomorrow," she told their father, "so it will be impossible for them to find their way back."
The children overheard their stepmother's wicked plan. "You need to collect more pebbles," Gretel said to Hansel, determined not to be lost in the woods. But when Hansel tried to sneak out like he had before, he found that his stepmother had locked the door.
"Don't worry," said Gretel. "We'll think of something else."
The next day, the children's father gave them some dry old bread to eat. Hansel kept his piece and dropped crumbs from it as they walked through the forest. They went much further this time. Then, just as before, Gretel and Hansel's father and stepmother left them behind. When it got dark, the children looked for the